The following is a paid program on this station.
Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
And good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. It's Sunday morning in Seattle and it's drippy and cold and chilly.
And sunny and 70 like it normally is.
Not 70 and sunny, right, just like other parts of the globe. Actually, I guess we really can complain on our winters here when we look at the tundra that goes across, well, much of the world, but much of the rest of the country. So anyhow, we're somewhat blessed here. But hey, Ted, we got Ted Hansen here today. Ted's back from one of those sunshiny type vacations in those wonderful exotic locations. We're Caribbean, right?
I was in the Bahamas.
The Bahamas.
And I spent some time in Key West.
All right.
A wonderful, wonderful part of the U.S.
So anyhow, it's glad to have you back, of course. And boy, 2020. Imagine that, folks. It's 2020. And Ted was telling me just not too long ago, he says, gee, when I was young, we were looking forward to 1984, and we remember all the stuff that went on about that. And
yeah, I remember the year 2000. Remember all the pandemonium around the year 2000?
Oh, my goodness, Y2K.
Yep.
So we have 2020, folks, and with
decade.
2020, like all changes of the year, there's changes in the law that are afoot. Now, if you haven't heard by now, you're going to. The Secure Act has now been passed into law, effective January 1st, and we've talked about it quite a bit over the last 6 months or so, and last week a little bit, and I want to follow up a little bit because we're getting just tons of questions at the office, and then you go online and you're seeing all these questions and comments, and I want to caution everyone, be very careful about the advice you read. I'm reading through some of the things here on the internet about the new act, and you know, too much of it delves into politics, and do that as some other component. Don't put politics into your planning mode. Planning is much more personal. And so we want to sit there and say, well, how does this new law impact you? Because this new law really isn't anything we can put on either party. This is a bipartisan act. It was passed in the House of Representatives last year, 417-3. But of course, Congress didn't boast about its ability to get along and to actually pass this bipartisan legislation. It kind of just snuck through and then got attached to the appropriations bill, and voila.
We
have this brand new law that fundamentally changes your retirement planning for your 401ks and your IRAs and your legacy planning for your children, grandchildren, and perhaps your spouse. So these new rules they're effective now. Now, if you've got if you've already started taking your required minimum distributions, you're over 70 and a half, the law is you're going to be grandfathered in. But you have to already be taking your RMDs. So while much of the law is favorable and was intended to increase the participation of folks into company 401k programs, you know, Ted, when we were growing up, most parents and grandparents, as they were retiring, they had these great things called pensions.
Yep.
And they would work for, you know, big box company for X number of years, at least 20. And then the longer you work, the bigger the benefits you would get. But once you then terminated your employment with that person, you would get a check. You get a paycheck for the rest of your life, that pension. So people really worked all their life towards that pension. Well, over the past, about 30 years, that landscape has dramatically changed. And with the advent of IRAs and then 401ks coming into the employer world, we've now, you know, the number of companies offering these defined benefit plans with a pension, as we want to call it, as everybody's familiar with, it's probably 10% or less of institutions, and they've watered those plans down dramatically.
Yeah, we still see them in government, and we still see them in railroad workers, and people like that still have those traditional pensions. But the pension as we knew it when we were growing up is gone, effectively.
So what's happened is each of us as individuals now are being called upon to create our own retirement plan. In other words, the company's going to pay us, and out of the money they pay us, we have to save enough money. So, you know, Ted, you know, to think of how daunting this task is in one perspective, you know, if a person starts working out of college, say at 22, and they work, you know, till 62, you know, 22, 32, 42, 52, 60, that's 40 years.
Yeah.
And some people are going to work longer than that. But let's just say 40 years, and you retire at 62, and your life expectancy is 92. So in your 40 years of working, you have to save enough money, and of course it's accrued growth, to live without anything other than perhaps Social Security income from your savings. So you got to have 30 more years of paycheck. You got to generate another paycheck for 30 years with your income. And this is no small task. And while some folks have done a great job and have been able to accrue a great deal of money in their accounts, the statistics that we see on the radio are not, we don't see them. We hear them on the radio. We see them on television. We read them on the internet. And if you're not confused by reading all these articles, then read some more, because they all report different numbers.
You will be.
And all the politicians are quoting numbers, and that nobody has retirement accounts to everybody has retirement accounts. And the average in there is 50,000. The average is 20,000, blah, blah, blah. We hear all this stuff, and I don't know how much anybody has out there. What we know is how much is in the system. But then parsing that out to all the individuals, the boy, oh boy, the data is just so skewed, yeah, depending on who wants to report it and what their agenda might be.
Yeah.
But the reality is, folks, we've got to plan for ourselves. We've got to be accountable to ourselves, and we have to plan for ourselves. And so this is something that's really fundamental to our program, Your Partner in Law. We want to help educate you. We want to tell you, this is the law. This is how it would impact you. Not your neighbor, because, you know, we're all different. And the circumstances that we need to provide for are wide and varied. And, Ted, we've had clients come in where if they had $5,000 a month in income in retirement, they'd be thrilled. We have other people, unless they have $20,000 a month, they're not going to be able to maintain their lifestyle.
That's right. And we see this all across the board, and we do see a lot of these retirement plans, and we do a lot of planning in that arena, but that landscape's certainly changing as a result of this act, and that's kind of what we're here to kind of talk about today. And to have some classes. In fact, we have a class coming up on January 30th.
We've got our first class of 2020, and guess what? We're going to talk about the SECURE Act and integrating that into the rest of your retirement plan. Because if you haven't yet started your required minimum distributions, the rules now are different. And there's a lot of benefits for those who are the contributors, our own retirement accounts and our 401ks and our IRAs. There's quite a few benefits. But then there's the one big negative benefit that everyone is all up in arms about a little bit, and is, you know, mad at the government, mad at the, you know, they blame the IRS, and you got to stop blaming the IRS. Congress enacts laws. So the IRS just writes up the rules on the laws that Congress passes. But like I said, this was unanimous, so I guess you can just yell at the politicians and all of them at once, if that's what you need to do. But it was passed, like I said, 417-3 in the House of Representatives. So strong, strong, strong bipartisan support. It is absolutely a tax increase designed to bring more revenue into the government, as they like to call it. I love that term, revenue. It's like they earned it. But it's going to be a situation where you're going to want to take a look if you have IRAs, 401ks, or any of the folks on the 457s, the 453s, any of the defined benefit plans. We're really going to have to take a look at this, and are you eligible for the any exceptions, the spousal exception, the disabled exception, a few things minors. Along those lines, things for minors. And so there's a lot of different options. And now many of you have also done retirement plan trusts. Many of you have done them with Gregorick & Associates. And we're going to need to talk to you about that. Some of you with those plans will need to make some changes, and we need to talk about them because – you know, I've talked to, you know, quite a few folks over the past couple of weeks now that this has passed, and what quickly became apparent was the diversity of options that are available, number one, to that you might want to choose. And we're going to have to be really careful, each of us, in how we decide to redesign these plans and where we get our information. And so, Ted, we said we do have a class coming up. It's January 30th. That's a Thursday, and it's a free event. I want everybody to come on out that can get out there. There's limited seating. Tickets are up and going. They seem to be going along pretty good clip already. So I'd expect this first event to sell out pretty quick. Don't despair if you can't get in that one. Make sure you call us. You'll get on your priority list for our next event. I plan on holding these classes on a fairly regular basis because this impacts almost every one of us, anyone who has a IRA, 401k, or you're planning on passing that along. So anyway, lots of information there. January 30th, it's going to be in Bothell. And just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com and get your tickets there for retirement planning and the SECURE Act. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people think, I got enough money saved, and then they watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Do not make that mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott. He's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has a couple long-term care planning classes coming up February 8th and the 21st. Seating will be limited for these, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. The class is free, and you'll get a copy of Brian's great book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
The SECURE Act became law January 1st, and if you have almost any kind of retirement plan or profit-sharing plan, you and your beneficiaries will be impacted. John Curley here now for some good news. I'm here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick. And Rick, you'll be teaching a free class January 30th to give people the facts they need.
John, this new law affects everyone. The Safe Harbor Conduit Trusts are a disaster. There's what we call a spousal rollover trap. The elimination of the IRA stretch out will have a major impact on retirement planning and much higher taxes for your beneficiaries. I'll show people how to avoid the critical errors in planning due to the brand new SECURE Act. At the class, we'll also be covering all of your estate and elder law planning to help you protect yourself, your family, your business, and your hard-earned assets.
Register now for Rick's free class on January 30th. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com, and due to high demand, space is limited for this special class for the new SECURE Act. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty. That ought to get you awake and bright-eyed and
just woken me up a little
bushy-tailed.
Bit.
Hey, folks, you're listening to Your Partner in Law. That's me. I'm attorney Rick Gregorek, the law firm of Gregorek & Associates. You can find us on the web at rjglegal.com, or you can find us at yourpartnerinlaw.com, and we're always there. Or you can find yourpartnerinlaw.com on mynorthwest.com. My goodness, there's all these .coms. We're there, so we have no trouble getting in touch with us. You can look at our all of our podcasts are there on mynorthwest.com. We've got our events all listed. Our Twitter handle is RJGLegal, so you can just Twitter us at RJGLegal and get that information there. And we'll be posting over the next week or two some more information regarding the SECURE Act. I'll get that tweeted out. God, as an adult, I never thought I'd be saying tweeted.
I still can't say. For me, Ted,
it was really interesting. Now, this was quite a few years ago. My dad's been dead over 11, 12 years now. And he called me up one day. Now, this is a man that was not terribly computer savvy. He didn't know how to play solitaire and cribbage on the computer, but he wasn't real big into that. But he tried as he got older. And one day he called me up and he says, "Yeah, I did one of those Googles. I did a Google." I said, what did you do that you think's a Google? I wasn't sure what he meant. So anyhow, we have some new words in that. So, folks, the times, they are a-changing. And the times for our retirement plans certainly changed. Now, it's one thing is clear. More Americans at the middle class and lower levels of income really need to figure out a way to save more and to be incentivized to save more. And the SECURE Act does address some of those issues, helping out small employers with some tax credits and incentives and easier ways to set plans up so they're not quite as expensive. Ted, the other thing that just doesn't get taken advantage of as much as it should is the plus up. So for those who have attained age 50 in either your IRAs or 401ks, you can contribute a kind of a bonus amount.
Right.
So under your IRAs, this year the IRA limit for most anybody under 50 would be $6,000. And if you're over 50, you can add $1,000. So there's $7,000 there. And then the 401k arena, they bumped it up to $19,500.
Right. With a $6,000.
And then at $6,500.
Oh, so is it 65?
It's 65, so it takes it all the way up to $26,000 if you're over 50. So for most folks, you want to contribute the maximum you can to your 401ks and make sure you're taking advantage of any of your employer contributions. I talked to so many people where their employers reimburse anywhere from 3 to 10%, and they don't invest to get that. Folks, that's just free money.
Yeah,
it's like you're giving up a pay raise. Yeah. It just doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that?
There are actually still companies out there who will match 100%. I've heard a couple of people
up to plan limits, and there's a couple big companies that do that and can do that. Most companies can't, but take any match that you can get. Because, folks, when you start working, if you're putting less than about 15% of your earnings into your retirement savings, you're going to have challenge. It's just the way it is. You're going to have a challenge. So many people, when they're 30s, 40s, and even into their 50s, these are the consuming years. These are our building years. We're buying houses and boats, cars, airplanes, Sea-Doos. We're raising our children. We're paying for college. It's tough to save during those times.
It is hard.
So you really need to set your savings plan up before you get into all those issues, such that you live on the amount of money that you're earning after you've paid for your own retirement. In other words, you've got to put that money up front.
It takes discipline, right? You have to pay yourself first, and that's kind of the number one rule about retirement savings is to, pay yourself first before you pay everybody else, frankly.
Now, Ted, I want to talk about that pay your first thing. Because that is the right rule. Pay yourself first. But let's make sure we understand what that means. I talked to one couple. They said, well, gosh, we do. We take a vacation every year. And that's how we're paying ourselves. I said, well, that's not paying yourself. That's treating yourself.
Right.
What we're talking about in paying yourself is setting aside that retirement. And you leave it alone.
That's right.
It just got to be left alone.
It's another hard discipline, right?
And that's a tough one. And, so we just really need to be careful. So all these new laws and everything, we're going to be talking about them at our event. You heard about it. It's coming up on January 30th. It's a Thursday. It's going to be our first event. It will be followed up with others, I promise. And so get your tickets. This one's going to sell out probably today or tomorrow. And then we'll get the rest of them scheduled here. But what we really want to do is give you the new law. No bias, no filters, just the facts, folks. We just need the facts. We're not going to talk about politics because that's irrelevant to how you do your own individual planning to some degree. What we need to look at is what is the tax law that is here now and what exceptions are available, how you should do this, how you should rethink your retirement planning. Your use of your IRAs now may be different depending on your situation, and we're going to have to look at it individually for each and every one of you. Some of you may delve into more charitable-type planning to take advantage of some of the laws. Some of you may buy insurance products like life insurance. Some of you may be buying annuities within your 401k now. That was something that was added to the Act, and this is going to be one where this is one piece of advice I want you to think about. When your employer approaches you and says, there's these new annuity options, because we're all going to have to do that, and people are going to have to be given information every year about what the benefits or the facts about, if they were to annuitize your 401k program. In other words, buy an insurance product. Please, 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 no matter what, come see your estate planning attorney before you do something like that. Maybe get some independent analysis rather than the analysis you're going to be getting from the insurance company itself. And so do that. So the SECURE Act, folks, it's going to be big, and we're going to want to talk to you about it. So check it out, yourpartnerinlaw.com, and just click on Retirement Planning and the SECURE Act. Get yourself registered today. We'll be right back.
The SECURE Act became law January 1st, and if you have almost any kind of retirement plan or profit sharing plan, you and your beneficiaries will be impacted. John Curley here now for some good news. I'm here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorek. And Rick, you'll be teaching a free class January 30th to give people the facts they need.
John, this new law affects everyone. The Safe Harbor Conduit Trusts are a disaster. There's what we call a spousal rollover trap. The elimination of the IRA stretch-out will have a major impact on retirement planning and much higher taxes for your beneficiaries. I'll show people how to avoid the critical errors in planning due to the brand new SECURE Act. At the class, we'll also be covering all of your estate and elder law planning to help you protect yourself, your family, your business, and your hard-earned assets.
Register now for Rick's free class on January 30th. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com, and due to high demand, space is limited for this special class for the new SECURE Act. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people think, I got enough money saved, and then they watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Do not make that mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott. He's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has a couple long-term care planning classes coming up February 8th and the 21st. Seating will be limited for these, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. The class is free, and you'll get a copy of Brian's great book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH, with your host, Rick Gregorek.
All righty, folks. We're back.
That'll get you up.
There you go. Hey, folks. Rick Gregorek here, law firm of Gregorek & Associates, and with
Attorney Ted Hansen. Folks, y'all know Ted. He's been coming on here for years now. And Ted heads up the, what we, you know, we'd call the elder law area of the practice. We all know that there are differences between what we might consider traditional estate planning and elder law planning. And the differences are rather dramatic, but confusing. And it's confusing because we use the same instruments, the same tools. In other words, think of it, you know, the estate plan as the symphony. And the symphony has all the different instruments. And then there's a, you know, a composer, script of music. And then each person plays their piece of that music. And voila, we have music. Well, really, we're looking at the same type of thing in estate planning and elder law planning. You know, just like the symphony, we'll have, you know, the horns and all that kind of things in it, the brass and the woodwinds and the oboes and all that kind of stuff. If you can tell, I'm not into all the instruments. But then they're giving us, you know, each individual song. Well, that's exactly what's happening, except instead of an oboe, we have a will. Instead of a violin, we have a power of attorney. But what that violin does is going to be according to what's written on the music sheet. So the violin will have different music, but it's still a violin. So power of attorney, they'll say different things. They'll work differently.
Yep.
Is that a pretty good analogy, Ted? I mean, it's tough for folks to understand.
It's effectively the same tool set, if you will, but just with some, I guess we call it enhancements in many areas when we do elder law planning, because we have a bigger focus on disability and how we plan for those events. And some people that have early onset and things like that, you need to plan for those people differently than you do a normal client. Let's just say that.
To a large extent, it's due to their resources.
It can be due to their resources or lack thereof, typically, right, that we get more of that in that community. And this is kind of circles back to this idea about pensions and living on Social Security, and there's a whole generation of folks out there that Social Security is their sole means of retirement support, and they weren't privy to having a pension, or their savings was, you know, de minimis effectively, and now they're in their 60s and 70s and living off of $1,500 a month, and
less than that. Yeah.
And that makes planning really, really difficult, particularly when you're facing a long-term care issue. Those things have to be planned for properly, and that's kind of the areas where it kind of diverges a little bit from the normal client base that we have to this elder subset that I see most frequently.
Yeah, it really is important, because obviously all of us know as we age, probably the biggest threat to anything that we're doing is going to be our own health.
Yep, always.
And, you know, we're either going to have good health or poor health or something in between. The statistics, folks, they're there, they're real, believe them.
They are, and it's a hard sell for most people, including myself, you know, guys in particular, right? We're indestructible, right? Nothing ever is going to happen to me.
Show them the boot.
Yeah, exactly. And then all of a sudden something happens and it changes the landscape, right? I mean, I think we've all had those situations where we have a bad back or something like that that's just absolutely debilitating for a period of time until you get the right treatment. And this kind of stuff goes on every single day, folks. Disability is not an age-based thing.
You know, we're all subject to it. I mean, disability can come in so many ways, from accident to illness. You know, genetics play a part of it. Lifestyle plays a part of it. Right place.
Absolutely.
Wrong place, wrong time. Whatever.
But literally can change in a heartbeat. You know, I mean, I had a neighbor friend of mine who was gainfully employed and just moving and grooving through things, and a dog ran out in front of him as he's riding his motorcycle, and he ends up taking out a tree, and that completely stopped all of his income producing ability effectively. And now he's, you know, effectively laid up, and he's, you know, 60 some years old, and he's got a lot of life ahead of him, but now he's facing a completely different situation.
So we really need to, you know, really look at these regardless of our wealth or lack thereof, I always say, because all of us need to have some sort of plan as we, you know, move through the aging process, because
all of us can anticipate or should anticipate some level of disability during our life. You know, the longer we live, the higher the probability, perhaps. Yep. But, you know, the statistics, Ted, you know, I think it, when we reach 60, what's the approximate
number? It goes up
number?
Exponentially after 60. I mean, it's when you're below that number, it's probably 30%. And then once you get over 60, those things creep up and into the 70s and high 80s, depending on how old you are. Right?
Yeah. Now, folks, that's, you know, if you get, you know, if you're in your 80s, there's like a 70-plus percent probability.
Almost 80% chance.
We know that we all have cognitive decline over time. It's the rate that it happens over. Some people very, very slowly and gradually. Other people can be rather dramatic. You know, when we were kids, Ted, about the only thing they talked about was, you know, someone having a heart attack or a stroke.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that was basically our inability to diagnose other things. And I know back in the day when I was a kid, when an elderly person would have what we would call some level of dementia or Alzheimer's today, we just called it senility or
hardening of the arteries.
You know, or yeah,
that was
all
my grandfather's thing. Yeah.
We didn't understand it. I don't think we still understand it. We just have new names for it now. And there are some treatments, and some of those treatments are, in fact, having some positive impacts. Yeah. So we want to keep moving in that area. But the devastation to family and finance when someone has early stage dementia can be devastating, and we see this all the time. They're also, you know, very, very vulnerable and are targets of attack from all of the scammers. Hey, we'll be right back after this quick break. YourPartnerInLaw.com. Get your tickets for the SECURE Act.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people think, I got enough money saved, and then they watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Do not make that mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott. He's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has a couple long-term care planning classes coming up February 8th and the 21st. Seating will be limited for these, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. The class is free, and you'll get a copy of Brian's great book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
The Secure Act became law January 1st, and if you have almost any kind of retirement plan or profit sharing plan, you and your beneficiaries will be impacted. John Curley here now for some good news. I'm here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, you'll be teaching a free class January 30th to give people the facts they need.
John, this new law affects everyone. The Safe Harbor Conduit Trust are a disaster. There's what we call a spousal rollover trap. The elimination of the IRA stretch out will have a major impact on retirement planning and much higher taxes for your beneficiaries. I'll show people how to avoid the critical errors in planning due to the brand new SECURE Act. At the class, we'll also be covering all of your estate and elder law planning to help you protect yourself, your family, your business, and your hard-earned assets.
Register now for Rick's free class on January 30th. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com, and due to high demand, space is limited for this special class for the new SECURE Act. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregrick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty, folks. This is Rick Gregorick, and you're listening to Your Partner in Law. And in case you didn't hear, we're having a Retirement and Secure Act class coming up. Emphasis on class. It's an educational event. This one's free. So it's January 30th there in Bothell. Go to our website, yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can get your tickets there, or you can grab it on Twitter at Twitter/RJG Legal. That's our Twitter handle. Like, I always get, wow, Twitter handles. Ever, what the heck is that?
You know? I have no idea to this day what that means.
But there we go. We got one.
Okay.
I just hope no one touches it.
Yeah.
But, no, I hope you do touch it. But we really would like to see you out there. We always enjoy meeting you. Folks, this is a big deal. But it's just one more example of why you need to keep your estate and elder planning up to date. You need to do annual reviews yourself. Take a look at what's going on in the world. Is there anything new? I always tell all my clients, when you're reviewing your plan, has there been any major tax legislation, you know, that's been hitting the news or things like that? Well, that's a real good trigger to say, might that impact me? And so if you have to ask yourself that question, then maybe we should talk. I want you to really make sure you get full informed decisions on all of your retirement planning and how you structure them. How you do your beneficiary designations is going to be different now, and you're going to make potentially different choices. Ted,
that's
we've been
right.
looking at this, and it really presents some interesting planning changes and opportunities.
Yeah, some opportunities and some challenges, frankly. I mean, some of this will impact people in a very significant way, and others, you know, really won't feel much of the bump. But the larger those numbers become in those accounts, the more critical it is that you have some type of plan for them. And we probably should talk a little bit about, you know, people going forward that are just entering this arena, and how powerful the Roth IRA can be for those types of people. And so you can kind of eliminate some of this taxable relationship with those accounts if you just plan differently for them, right? So you can definitely convert traditionals to Roth. So there's going to be a lot of that kind of discussion going on with people. And then perhaps rather than leave 100% of it to your spouse like most people do that are married, perhaps leaving it to grandchildren and other folks that can still take advantage of that tax-free growth over a number of years.
So there's lots of different options and opportunities, but you're going to be subject to a lot of misinformation,
yes,
on this.
Yeah.
And then you're also going to be getting you're going to be being marketed to. And the industry that's going to market to you most aggressively, of course, will be the insurance industry, because there was a very, very significant change here, and it all has to do with fiduciary duties and responsibilities of 401k plan administrators, which is typically the employer. And up until the Secure Act, the fiduciary standards really precluded using insurance annuity products inside of your 401k. Annuities have long been allowed inside your government analog to that, your 403Bs and your 457s, I believe, for sure the 403Bs,
yeah.
Where, you know, people like teachers and that could create an annuity within their IRA, within their 403B account, which operates very similar to a 401K. And
but doesn't really do much for you, frankly, right? I mean, it's already protected money, so that concept of double wrapping it or whatever is just nonsense, right?
Well, and there was the taxes. The idea was that you're not going to be disciplined or smart enough to manage your money over time and do that. Well, with the new Secure Act, every employer is going to be required to provide information to you if you have a 401k plan, of what an annuity would look like in your plan. So the law kind of gave the insurance company a massive marketing arm here that
bonus,
everyone's going to have to be out there.
Perhaps a bonus bonanza, perhaps, is the right word.
Yeah, so now, you know, typically when annuities like this are used, I mean, folks, you've heard me talk quite a bit. You heard Don McDonald last week probably, and he's not a fan of annuities either. But in all fairness, there may be some portions for some folks if it's properly structured and integrated. I could see a plan where, let's say, maybe someone is 60-40, 60% in equity in their portfolio, their 401k, and 40% in bonds. There might be an argument for taking the bonds out of your things and possibly annuitizing your bond side for your fixed income part of your portfolio. I can see an argument there, but it's going to now come back to say, okay, now we're talking about the generics of the annuity product. Now we're going to have to get back to it and look at the actual product itself, because they're not all going to be the same. There's going to be different issues with them, and we all wait with some anticipation to see, but we can probably assume they're going to be similar to the 403B options. And so we'll have to take a look at those. And these are not easy assumptions or calculations for you to make at the individual level. Okay. And that's what we have to really focus back on there is how do we do that? So, again, we've got our class coming up, and that's going to be January 30th, 6:30 to 8:30, two quick hours. We're going to take all your estate and elder planning, and then we're going to integrate into there the SECURE Act. What are some of the changes, how might they impact you? We'll talk about different types of solutions or options that you'll have available. Now, with all things, they're going to need some careful analysis. But Ted, we might see more charitable planning.
Yeah, I would suspect that'll be the case. I mean, it just seems to make sense from a tax standpoint. Not necessarily good for other individuals that get replaced by that scheme, but nevertheless, it's going to be a big component.
It really is, and just like this hour and everything else, time flies by. I can't imagine it's 2020 already, but here it is, and we've got that. And I want you also check out rjglegal.com and click on the Retire Meet. It's coming up. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors and host of Long Term Care Radio. And Brian, we have another great question from a listener. Do I have to move into a nursing home to use my long-term care insurance?
You know, Dory, actually, most people start their long-term care journey in their home, and today's plans will pay for that care in your home. The idea of having a long-term care insurance plan is to be able to receive the care you need in the location of your choosing. Plans today are comprehensive, which means not only do they pay for care at home, they'll also pay for care in an assisted living facility, an adult daycare, even a nursing home. By having a plan, you decide where you get to receive care. If you have a question for me, send it to me at 525longtermcare.com. You can also learn about new programs that pay you back if you never use your plan, and you can sign up for one of my free upcoming classes.
Dude, my wife and I did. Sign up for one of Brian's upcoming classes. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book, which has a ton of great info. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com.
The SECURE Act became law January 1st, and if you have almost any kind of retirement plan or profit-sharing plan, you and your beneficiaries will be impacted. John Curley here now for some good news. I'm here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorek. And Rick, you'll be teaching a free class January 30th to give people the facts they need.
John, this new law affects everyone. The Safe Harbor Conduit Trusts are a disaster. There's what we call a spousal rollover trap. The elimination of the IRA stretch out will have a major impact on retirement planning and much higher taxes for your beneficiaries. I'll show people how to avoid the critical errors in planning due to the brand new SECURE Act. At the class, we'll also be covering all of your estate and elder law planning to help you protect yourself, your family, your business, and your hard-earned assets.
Register now for Rick's free class on January 30th. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com, and due to high demand, space is limited for this special class for the new SECURE Act. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorek.
All righty, folks. We're back. I'm attorney Rick Gregorek, a law firm of Gregorek & Associates, in today with attorney Ted Hansen. Kind of talking about, you know, all of us getting our act together. It's 2020. You've made all of those New Year's resolutions that are almost up now.
You're already broke.
Almost up now, but do yourself a favor and pay attention to your finances and the impact that the law has on your finances, and then how to help arrange your finances through your estate and elder planning. That can only be done with an attorney. And help, you know.
Well, should only be done by an attorney.
Legally. But, you know, now I want to make sure that everybody understands this. Attorneys are the architects of your estate plan. We are the ones that sit down with you and decide, you know, along with you and your decisions and your circumstances. Do you do a will-based plan? Do you have a trust-based plan? Do you need other legal parts of your plan because of other resources, disability planning, insurance planning, all kinds of things, charitable planning, business planning, LLCs? You know, how to put that all together such that it's an efficient unit of, you know, your estate, which is everything that you have. We want to put that together. That's pretty much what we call an estate plan. Now, then we are all going to have other people involved in our estate plan, like our financial advisor. They are resources. They're going to take your dollars now, and they're going to help you inside the architecture that's been put together, and which will help guide your investment decisions so you can maximize your finances now vis-a-vis the estate plan you've put in place. Well, for some of you, really for all of us, an insurance professional is going to be involved. Now, whether that's for life insurance or it's for business insurance or it's your homeowners, car insurance, your property and casualty, pretty much we all got to have that. Maybe we need to bring in long-term care, bring our buddy Brian Ott over and talk about, you know, what's going on that way, because many of you are going to want long-term care insurance.
Absolutely.
And then even more of you are going to need it. So it's really important. So we want to bring in your, you know, the resources, your financial folks, your insurance folks. Well, what's missing? Oh, well, taxes. You know, I got to bring in my CPA. So really what you need to do is bring in a team, you know, and not to quote anybody, but, you know, your estate plan, it does take a team. So you're the head of the you're the head of your team, folks. You're the chairman of the board. And what you need on your team is your attorney, your CPA, your financial advisor, your insurance professional. And then depending on your situation, there may be others. That's your board of directors. It's our job then to help you maximize your opportunities. You know, about 6 years ago, we, you know, we work a lot with Tom Koch and Don McDonald, and we have really been kind of trying to walk the walk on this integrated planning. It's a, it's not an easy thing to make happen, but guess what, folks? 6 years running, retire meet. It's coming up. And Ted, what's our date on retire meet? I'm sitting there trying to go blank on it.
You know, I
February 22nd.
That's what I thought it was.
And that's a Saturday. And you know what? This event has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger every year. We're into hundreds of attendees. So what the folks at Vestry decided to do this year, I think it's brilliant, is every class there is going to be taught twice. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon. So there's a morning session that's going to go about 3.5 hours or so, and then there'll be a little break, and then there'll be everybody ushered out and a whole new group of people coming in for the afternoon. And the whole purpose of this event, Retire Meet, you'll think of a, you know, like a track meet. Lots of different people come together and do a lot of different events and compete. Well, that's kind of what this is, kind of, sort of. What we're trying to do is bring various people together in the planning world. This one's going to have a heavy dose on your finances, and then we're going to be talking about your legal there. Consumer man Herb Weisbaum's going to be back again. I always love having Herb there, and he's going to warn us of the continued threat that we all have, but especially some of the senior scams and identity thefts and things that are just going on and on and on. We're going to be talking about Medicare, long-term care insurance.
Just all kinds of things. Paul Merriman, many of you remember Paul. He's been retired for a while, and he's going to be back as one of the keynote speakers. Of course, Don and Tom will both be talking. It's Don McDonald and Tom Koch. Myself, of course, and then Apollo Lupescu. If you don't listen to anybody else and want to learn about finances, morning or afternoon break, he's going to be talking twice. This man is brilliant. He's not your typical financial kind of guy. This is Dr. Apollo Lupescu, and he's from Dimensional Funds. And he will teach all of us. I've heard him speak many years now, and there's rarely a time that I hear him speak that I don't have a new aha moment. He really takes the complex world of investing and is able to bring it down and tell us, you know, what does it mean to us? You know, so many statistics that are out there are, you know, they're interesting statistics. But how do they impact me and you as individuals? And I think that's the key. We want to do it. So tickets are available for Retire Meet. Real easy to get. RetireMeet.com. That's meet with two E's, M-E-E-T. So don't be hungry. This is Retire Meat. This is not Les Schwab.
Even though you'll get fed there.
There's no free meat like at Retire, like at Fred, you know, what is it? Okay. We got it. February 22nd, Retire Meat, sixth year running. Do get your tickets. It does sell out, but make sure you take a look at there's two different sets of times. One starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and runs through 11:30, and then the 12:30 picks up for the entrance in, so then 1 to 4, 4:30, something like that for the second event. All the information's there, information, all the speakers. Come on out. It's going to be a great time. Now, Ted, we would be remiss if we didn't go into a little bit of prognostication here. We got a big game coming up.
Yes,
with,
we do.
Hawks back there in the tundra of Lambeau Field. Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my goodness.
Still amazed that I could have bought a ticket for $300 there.
Yeah.
You know, that wouldn't even get you in the parking lot at the CenturyLink Field, would it?
Yeah. But we're one of the most expensive venues on across the country in that. So, all that. So all kinds of great things going on. But the Seahawks game, folks, this is the biggie. Of course, we're into single elimination. First real playoff game. And so we won our wild card game, and here we go. So it's this on to the big house.
Here we
go. Everybody better have their blue and green on today and better be cheering, and hopefully we get through the frozen tundra.
That's right.
All righty. We'll be back next week, folks.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorek, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorek. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.